Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of what we're calling Q-munity, where we look for information and inspiration during this COVID-19 crisis that we have going on. We break every day at noon from this and decide to talk a little bit. Today, Ebony Barrett Kennedy from the United Way joins me via Zoom, which I think the entire world is on Zoom right now. Is that the way it is for you?
That's what it seems like right now. I'm learning a lot about how to use some of these online tools.
How many Zoom meetings have you been in this week?
Oh my goodness, I actually don't even know. Hey, I'm not prepared for that question. There's been a lot of them.
When it comes to something like this, this is something the United Way is very very much able to deal with. This is kind of what you guys can specialize in. Talk a little bit about what the United Way has going on for the COVID-19 crisis.
Sure. You know, like you said, United Way is kind of well-suited for situations like this because the main goal of what we do here is to take on kind of complex challenges within the community and figure out ways that we can align people, funds, all of the resources necessary to tackle the issue in a strategic manner. And so that's what we're attempting to do here with the COVID-19 pandemic. We know that there are a lot of families that are unsure of what tomorrow's gonna bring, that are experiencing some difficulty financially with childcare. There's a number of things that are going on. And we've been working with some of our partners to figure out how is the best way that we can tackle each of these challenges one at a time and in a way that makes the most sense for our community?
Talk a little bit about all the stuff that you have on the website. There's so much there, it's almost overwhelming.
Sure. We've spent the last couple of weeks, like I said, reaching out to our partners. Also, you know, a lot of people think of United Way as an agency that brings in money and just gives it out to different agencies. But what we actually do is work with people in the community, and even those that we don't fund, we still work with them to understand how we can connect all of the dots. So that's what we've been spending the last week and a half doing, is working with those traditional funded partners, understanding how their operations are changing, understanding what some of the growing needs will be, and working with some partners that may be new partners that we haven't worked with before, and people that we know are subject matter experts in certain areas, and trying to pull together all those resources in the one place. So we've created a portion of our website that is strictly dedicated to community response in terms of COVID-19, and it's a resource guide. So if you go to uwlafayette.org/COVID-19-help, you'll be able to see not only ways that we are looking for people to receive help in this time, but also ways that people can get involved. So whether you need help or you want to help, we're trying to put those key resources out there and keep that updated on a regular basis.
Ebony Barrett Kennedy from the United Way is our guest here today. What have you found is the biggest need going on today from the United Way's point of view? Is it people needing help? Is it people wanting to help? What's going on out there?
You know, it's kind of interesting that it's a combination of the two. With folks kind of being at home and not being able to go out very much, we are getting a lot of requests of people that want to help. And that is what makes this community very unique. This is a community that doesn't just wait for a crisis to come together. This is a community where people come together on a regular basis. So now that this is going on, we have so many people that are raising their hand and saying, what can I do? How can I get involved? And so we have been scrambling just as much on that end as we have on the end of trying to figure out what resources people need in order to get back to, quote unquote, their normal daily life.
I'm wondering how long it will be until we get back to a normal life. And I think we're all just kind of dealing with what the new normal is. And maybe middle of next week, we might realize that our life is nothing but Zoom meetings and conversations this way. It's going to be that way for a while, I think.
Well, and that's, you know, just something that we need to make an adjustment to, and there may be a new normal. But in the meantime, I think that if we could all just continue to care for each other, to stay safe, to follow the guidelines that are given out by our leaders, I think that we'll get to the other side of this. And, you know, Michael did a fantastic job, our CEO, of sending some messages out to folks that are on our social media channels, just saying, you know, we may come out on the other side of this and be stronger for the actions that we've taken and find some efficiencies that we didn't think of looking for before.
And I think a lot of people say, I just want life to get back to normal. I want to advise them to say, you know what, don't look back. Let's move forward to a new normal. And that's just kind of the way I like to look at the world. That's key, because it's going to get back to normal. It's going to get normal again. We just don't know what that normal is going to be. I always said information and inspiration, all the information you want is at uwlafayette.org/COVID-19-help if you're looking for that. Bring me a little bit of inspiration of what you've heard going out in society, in our community, about inspiration during the COVID-19 crisis.
Oh my goodness, there's just been so many people that are coming together in so many different ways. I've seen anything from hearing a story about one of our VITA volunteers that is normally in the office every day working on helping people file their taxes for free. She said that she's the youngest person on her block, so she's been going and picking up groceries for all of the folks that are kind of elderly or more at risk on her block and dropping those groceries off. We've heard stories like that. There's entire groups on Facebook that are reaching out to their neighbors and trying to figure out how they can help fulfill some of the needs of their neighbors. We have teachers that are coming together. I think I shared with you before, there's a group of teachers that have been testing some of these online tools to do classroom demos. Chad Young with the Greater Lafayette Career Academy has been testing some online cooking demos, which has been fantastic for my household because I don't cook right now. And people reaching out and supporting our local restaurants. My partner and I have made it a goal of ours that for as long as we can to continue to order takeout from some of our restaurants that we usually frequent here locally. And, you know, just the other day we ordered from Digby's, and Hannah Sloan there, she delivered our food, and we usually see her when we're out and about. And it was just great to see her big smile and hear that they've been doing good with converting how they do business. And I don't know, there's just been so many things. I was on a Zoom meeting with a professionals group, the Black Professionals of Greater Lafayette. We usually have a meet and greet once a month at a local restaurant and try to, you know, pump some money into the economy. But we weren't able to get together and meet. And so we had an actual Zoom meet and greet, and it was fantastic. We had such a great time just kind of chatting. Some of us had ordered food from different places and still got together and still was able to support our local community. So there are people out there that are doing things and trying to just keep things as normal as possible as we move along. And I just want to encourage folks that, you know, you're in a community that cares. We're going to continue to figure out ways that we can work through this together. I've heard a lot of requests for help with utilities and rent, and those are things that we're working on. And for right now, I think if everybody can remain calm and kind of let us create some systems to get things working well, I think we'll all come out of this on top.
Hey, thanks so much for taking a little bit of time out of your day to share it with us. We greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
That is Ebony Barrett Kennedy from the United Way of Lafayette. We appreciate your time. This has been another edition of the Q-munity.